Blog Talk Radio. How many are willing to allow the Lord? We have to allow the Lord to trust us as he trusts. Oh, God, I don't even know where I'm going with this today. I tell you, my heart is so full. But just trust God on today. I tell you, I don't know about you, but God has done some amazing things this week on this broadcast, and we've had some powerful, anointed women and men of God that have graced this line. And as I reflect upon just this week, I'm not talking about 2012, just this week, at the awesomeness and the amazing wonders of God. I tell you, God has people that we know not of. He has people in every region of the area praising and worshiping him. Everybody's not lying prophets. Everybody's not living wickedly. God has some holy people that are preaching and teaching his word. And guess what? They're living righteously. And I tell you, I have just been so full, and this word has been marinating in my spirit since Sunday. From Sunday on, I tell you, God has done some miraculous things in my spirit, man. Hey, and I pray that he's doing the same thing for you. We have had a lot of callers on this line this week, and our destiny focus for this week is the benefits of fasting and prayer. And we embark upon, this is our second year embarking upon this 21-day fast, and I tell you, I saw God move in 2012, and I'm seeing him doing some things, and we're going into like the sixth day of this fast, but God is yet moving. And I tell you, Minister Patricia Stakes was here on Wednesday on this broadcast, and she fed the saints and our listeners the rich word of God. And yesterday, Bishop Patterson was on, and I tell you, he put some more icing on the cake. And today, we have a woman of God who I've known for the past 8 or 9 years. She's one of my spiritual mothers in the gospel, and I tell you, I'm going to allow the Lord to use her like I believe never before to speak a word into our lives on today. See, you can't fast and pray and there's no results. You can't petition God and he doesn't answer. Hey, hallelujah, he even answered the cutthroat. Hey, yes, ma'am. He answered, he said he rained on the just as well as the unjust. So I want her to have ample enough time, but those of you all that sign off the line early, you don't stay till the end. Let me just get our announcements in right quick, and then we're going right on in to the word of God, and we're going to read a little short bio on our speaker for today for our first-time listeners. Those of you that listen and are regulars on the show, you know this woman of God. Amen. But first of all, I want to tell you, she will be hosting, and maybe she want to give her own announcement, but I'll just hit on it a little bit, and then she can fill you in when she come on. But she's hosting a third annual prayer, a women conference on January the 19th, and that is going to be next Saturday, and it starts at 9 in the morning from 9 to 2 o'clock, and it will be held in Elk Grove, and I don't have my information before you, but Prophetess Harrison will give you that information, and it's also a luncheon, and so the tickets for that is $25, so I believe you yet have time, but I'm going to give her ample enough time to discuss that. So remember that, if you're here in California and you're able to get there, we're going to have a marvelous time in this conference, and her subject matter is a fresh God encounter. Amen. That's her theme for this conference. And also, I want you to mark your calendars. I have one of my favorite bishops in the whole wide world that's coming to California on April the 11th through 13th. And that's none other than presiding prelate Bishop Leo S. Lewis of Montgomery, Alabama. He'll be here at the late Dr. Bostick's church in Menlo Park, California. So mark your calendar, and I will be announcing this up until he gets here. Amen. So we want to really support these women and men of God that are ministering and really changing lives in the body of Christ and in the world at large. So we're just so happy to have some first-time visitors with us. We won't get to you now, but if you stay tuned, I promise you we will come back to you. I see my niece on the line. I think this is her number. Amen. She's going on and doing some greater things in the Lord. So we want her to open up with a word of prayer for us on today, and we're going to get right on into and introduce our speaker for this hour. Amen. So we're going to let Evangelist
time to
call. Well, open up with the word of prayer for us. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. Praise God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day, God. God, we thank you, God, for the connections on this line on today. God, we thank you that we're still among the living and not the dead on today. God, we thank you for being a healer on today. God, we thank you for being a deliverer, God. Oh, God, we thank you for being a head lifter. Oh, God, we thank you for being our all in all, God. Oh, God, we thank you for being the great I am, God. Oh, God, we thank you for being our Lord of Lords and our Kings of Kings. Now, Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we come humbly before your throne of grace, God, just giving you thanks and just loving on you today, God. Oh, God, we thank you for all that you've done, God. And, God, if I can't say nothing else, God, I just say thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we come together right now, God, touching and agreeing, God, binding up everything, God, that's not like you. God, we come against every witchcraft spirit, God. We come against every demonic force, God. We come against every filthy, foul, witch, warlock, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we come against everything that's going to try to keep this word from going forth. God, we pray that this word shall not fall on deaf ears. For God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray that you open each and every ear that's on the line today, God. Let us get what you're trying to give us today, God. We've been fasting, God. Let us know, God, that fasting is not an option, God, that it's a must, God. We must fast. We must pray, God, because what's about to hit the land, God, is already here, God, but it's going to be in the face, God, and if we're not ready to fast it and pray, God, oh, it's going to take us under. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak right now, God, that the woman of God, that the apostle, God, that she bring the word, God, like never before, God, and that some people may not understand about fasting and praying, but when they get off this line today, God, they will understand, God. You will give them the revelation, God, that it's a must, God. It's a must that we fast and pray. It's a must, God, that we fast and pray. Lord, I come against every spirit of deception, every lying tongue, every backbiting tongue. Oh, God, I'm coming against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, just have your way on this line on today, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Open up everybody's mind, their heart, their ears, God. Oh, Father, let your anointing flow, God. Oh, I speak of the resting of everybody on this line, that everybody shall be rested in the Holy Ghost on today, on this line. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we adore you today, God. Just use the woman of God. Use the men and women, God, even as they speak of God. Oh, Father, bless them, God. And when they go to hang up the phone, God, let them not be the same. Let something change in their hearts, in their minds, God. Let them know that we must fast. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, God. Let the Holy Ghost reign on this line, God. Just have your way, God. Have your way, God. And I pray right now that the pause will be decreased in her own self, God. And you increase in yourself to her, Father. Use her mightily, God. Use her mightily, God, like never, ever before. And in you, oh, Lord, I put my trust. Let me never to be put to shame. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And I'm going to read this bio really just for the benefit the benefit of our first-time listeners on today that may not have had an opportunity to hear this awesome woman of God or even to be in her presence and have to meet her personally. Pastor Cheryl Harrison, Prophetess Cheryl Harrison, has been living for the Lord for over 33 years. She has been ministering for 29 years. She, along with her husband, Bishop Eddie Harrison, are the founders of Prayer, Compassion, and Healing Power Ministry in Elk Grove, California. She has been married for 32 years, and they have been blessed with two children, a son, Elisha, and a daughter, Esther, her miracle children. When the doctor said no, God said yes, she would have children. God has healed her of sickle cell anemia, leukemia, lung disease, severe headaches, and has delivered her mind and body out of a wheelchair. She gives God all the glory for his miracle working power. Prophetess Harrison has traveled extensively, ministering the anointed word of God and being used mightily in the gifts of deliverance and the prophetic with the laying on of hands. She is the author of a new book, The Seven Signs of Jealousy. Currently, she is in the process of publishing another book titled Rejection is Direction, to be released in 2012. Prophetess Harrison is a faithful supporter of her pastor, the Honorable Apostle Dr. Walter Abraham Clark, and Evangelist Jennifer Clark of Global Outreach Deliverance Ministries in Columbia, South Carolina. So it gives me pleasure. It's always a joy. She's no stranger to this broadcast. She's no stranger to me and my family. She's no stranger to the body of Christ. So we'd like to present the sun this afternoon and introduce to others our speaker for the hour, Pastor Prophetess Cheryl Harrison. Amen. God bless you, Mother.
God bless you, Daughter Bernard. And I hear my daughter, Evangelist, call on the line. God bless you. And greetings to everyone that's out there on the line today. We praise God for allowing us to see another year. So I would say Happy New Year to all of you. And we just praise God for this subject here, the benefits or results of prayer and fasting. But before I go into your lesson, I would like to make the announcement again, Daughter Bernard, if it's okay, about the...
Go right ahead.
All right. It is our Prayer and Compassion Healing Power Ministry. It's our third annual Women's Prayer Luncheon. It's not a conference. It's a prayer luncheon. And our theme is a fresh God encounter. And we have been so blessed to be able to have our guest speaker, Pastor Brenda James, from Tabernacle of Praise Church in Richmond, California, and she's under the leadership of Bishop Timothy Monaghan. She will be with us on that day, and the date is January the 19th, 2013, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. I wanted to say we are going to have an hour of travailing prayer. The first hour from 9 to 10 will be travailing prayer. So if you are looking for something special from the Lord, if you are looking for a special impartation from God, I am asking you to meet me in that first hour of prayer. I will be laying hands as the Lord has instructed me. And everyone that comes in that prayer, that first hour. So if you don't want to miss your impartation and what the Lord has to say to you for this new year, I would ask you to come and be in the morning prayer. Our location will be the Holiday Inn Express Suites, 9175 West Stockton Boulevard, Elk Grove, California, 95758. Phone number there, area code 916-478-9000. So we're looking to have a great time in the Lord. We're looking to just lay before the Lord that first hour in his presence and let the Lord minister to us and bless us and speak to our hearts. This is for men also, so if there are any men out there, you are welcome to come. And I will pray for you also and tell you what the Lord would have me to tell you. So come prepared, ladies, daughters, sisters, son. Come prepared for that first hour. If you want to bring something to change in later after that hour, you're welcome to. We will break the 30 minutes after the prayer, and then we'll prepare to go into our luncheon. So we praise God. We praise God for that. All this week, Evangelist Bernard, I haven't been on the line. I haven't called in. I haven't listened. Like, you know, I don't do that. And I do that purposely because I want the Lord to speak to me. And many times when I come on, he usually uses me to confirm things he has already said through the other speakers or vessels that have come on. And I thank God for that. But all this week, your topic has been on the benefits of prayer and fasting. And I believe that those who have come before me has covered this subject very well. And we praise God for that. And I pray that everyone has a pen. I pray that everyone has a piece of paper. I pray that everyone has their Bible. I have quite a bit to cover today, Daughter Bernard. So I'm going to try to get it covered within your time. You know, there is so much about prayer and there's so much about fasting that can only be revealed when we begin to practice it and do it regularly. The Bible is full of scriptures and examples on prayer and on fasting, and we're going to cover some of those. But fasting, I want to start off by saying it takes discipline and it takes a made-up mind to do fasting correctly. It isn't just for it is. Good for us spiritually, but it's good for our health. And I want to talk about the health side of fasting also today, and I'm doing that for a reason. The Bible tells us that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. If our bodies are not healthy for God, then God cannot work his power and his anointing through us. And God wants to anoint many of you. He wants to work his power through many of you, but your body has to come in alignment. Your body has to be more healthier. And many times we talk about the spiritual side of fasting, and we're going to do that today. But then there is a physical side of fasting also, that God is calling for our bodies to be in good health. Many people have been healed of various sicknesses and diseases just by fasting for a certain period of time. Daughter Caldwell mentioned my word that I say, fasting is a must. It isn't something that we can think or ponder over should we or should not we do. Now it is a must. God is calling for us to discipline our lives, discipline our time, discipline ourselves, and give ourselves to much fasting. We do a lot of praying. We talk a lot about prayer. We do prayer. But not as much teaching has been done on the art of fasting. And fasting truly is an art that you have to ask God to discipline you to do. It is not easy when you start. You have to prepare. You have to know how to go on. Many times we just go on fasting, but you have to prepare your body. You have to prepare your mind. You have to prepare yourself before you go on fasting. And as you read my bio, you read some of my testimony, and I would just say it for the hearers, God has truly healed me of many things through prayer. Through fasting, God has healed me of sickle cell anemia. He's healed me of lymphoma, leukemia, cancer. He's healed me of 4 car accidents. He's brought me out of a wheelchair. He's healed me of a mini stroke. He's healed me of sarcoidosis, lung disease. And he's healed me of double pneumonia that I had 4 times. How did that all come about? Through prayer, through fasting, and putting the right things in our body. I want to, God told me to recommend these 2 books to the hearers. If you have a pen or a pencil paper, I would like for you to purchase these 2 books. And these 2 books have blessed me down through the years. And these books are by Dr. Paul and Patricia Bragg. And the name of the book is The Miracle of Fasting. The Miracle of Fasting. It is one of the best books that I have ever read concerning fasting. You can buy it at the Bible bookstore, or you can buy it at a health food store. It goes into intense detail about fasting, what is fasting, how you should fast, the spiritual benefits, the physical benefits of fasting. And then also there's a new book out by Jensen Franklin, and his book is titled The Fasting Edge. The Fasting Edge, and it's a very good book about fasting. We have to ask God, saints, to give us a passion to fast. Many of us have a passion to pray, but many don't have a passion to fast. The two must go together if we're going to see powerful results. The scripture tells us, Jesus said, these kind to the disciples come out by prayer and fasting. He didn't say it just come out by prayer. He didn't say it just come out by fasting. He said they came out both by prayer and fasting. And what was Jesus talking about? He was talking about the strongholds of the demonic forces, the demons that are holding people down. It is going to take intense fasting, denying ourselves, pushing the plate back, sacrificing some things that are pleasurable to our eyes, and praying in order for these strongholds to be pulled down. And whether you believe it or not, or you see it or feel it, there have been some demons that have been let loose on this earth that just saying, come out in the name of Jesus is not going to do. We're going to have to fast. We are going to have to pray in order for these strongholds to be torn down. Fasting to me, it is so powerful. It is so awesome if you do it correctly, if you do it right, if you do it intensely, if you do it consistently. And there's so many things that God does for us when we fast. And one thing that God does for us, I'll say he did for me, and he does for me when I fast, fasting cleanses out all the toxins and poison that's in our body. And many times we have all these toxins, we have all these things in our body, and we wonder why we're sluggish, we wonder why we're tired, we wonder why we're lightheaded, we wonder why we have headaches, we wonder why sometimes we're depressed. All of this is because of the toxins and poisons that are inside of our body that God is telling us if we would only fast and pray, he will release all those toxins and poisons out of our body. And many times fasting is not taught. It is not taught like prayer has been taught. But God is saying that they must go together. We must fast and pray because many people God wants to heal, saints. The bodies, the condition, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, all of these things, these conditions, can be healed if we would develop the art of fasting. If we develop the art of going without in order for a period of time to spend some intense time with the Lord. And so today God has put it in my heart to just talk to us about the physical benefits of fasting, the spiritual benefits of fasting. And we want to pray. We want to fast until we see results. I remember when the doctors had told me that I had sickle cell anemia, and they ran tests on me, and they saw it all in my blood. And the Lord had told me that he was going to heal me. And I had all this symptoms. But when I went back to the doctor, every time they test my blood, they saw it there. And I told the Lord, I said, now, Lord, you said these kind come out by prayer and fasting. And that's all that I know since I've been saved is fasting and praying. And I began to fast and pray and fast and pray. Even sick, I fasted and prayed. And when I went back to the doctor, they couldn't find a trace of the sickle cell anemia in my blood. And to this day, they have not seen any sickle cell anemia in my blood. When I had cancer, I did the same thing. God healed my body. They cannot find a trace of cancer in my body. I've had sarcoidosis lung disease. Acid and prayed, they can't find a trace of that in my body. I've been in a wheelchair. I've been on a walker. God healed my body. I've been very sick in my life, but through fasting and prayer, God has healed me. So I know the results that God will give you if you fast and pray. I know the benefits of fast and prayer. I know how God will cleanse your body out. God will deliver you if you fast and pray. And saints, we need to fast and pray now because what the Lord, in my prayer time, what the Lord is telling me he wants to do in the earth today through the saints, through the body of Christ, it's going to require us to set everything aside for a period of time and spend some time with the Lord. And many times when we talk about fasting, the first thing we think about is denying ourselves of food. But fasting does just not consist of denying yourself of food. fasting is voluntarily going without something that's pleasurable in your life. And it's not always food. You can fast yourself away from the TV, fast yourself away from things that will gratify your flesh. And many times we are trying to fast, but yet we're doing things that's gratifying our flesh. And then we wonder why we're not getting any results, why not things are happening. There is a certain mindset. There's a certain way that you have to embark on your fasting, that you have to start your fasting, that you have to go on your fast. And many times we just jump out there and fast, but we're not taught how to prepare your fast. So today I just want to cover some things, Evangelist Bernard, just kind of help us know how to go on our fast, how we should start it, and, you know, how we come off. Even coming off of your fast is very, very important, because if you don't come off right and you go for a certain length of time, you can do your body more harm than good. Let's look at one of the physical benefits of fasting. Like I said earlier, number one, it is to detoxify and clean out our bodies and purify our bodies from everything that's inside, the toxins and the poison. If you would develop a life of fasting, you will find out that fasting can help reverse the aging process of your body. Fasting can help you live longer. Fasting can help you feel better. Fasting can help your immune system to be built up, and you'll be able to fight off illnesses like pneumonia, diabetes, colds, flu, and cancer if we would fast. And many times we don't talk about this in the church, and that's why we have many saints in the church. They have diabetes. They have high blood pressure. They're very ill and saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, but they're ill. Why? Because fasting has not been taught enough in the church. And God desires that his children be healthy. He desires that we be healed. It is not God's desire that we be sick. It is not his desire that we be sluggish. It is not his desire that we load our bodies up with a lot of these prescription drugs. And a lot of the prescription drugs that are given to us, the doctor will not tell us that many of these drugs have many serious side effects, and they may help you in one area but hurt you in another. But if you develop the art and discipline of fasting, you'll find out that the same thing can be done if you fast, if you pray, if you just let God detoxify your system, and you won't need the drugs, you won't need the pills, you won't have to take the different things that the doctor is giving us. Obesity, the Lord is having me come this way. Then I'm going to go to the spiritual side. But the Lord is talking to me, the obesity that's in the world today, the obesity that's in the church today, would not be if fasting was taught more. That we would start teaching people how to fast, even pastors, evangelists, leaders. That we would begin to teach the members and teach the congregation and teach the saints how to fast, how to discipline themselves. We will find that we wouldn't have as many saints passing away before time. We wouldn't have so many sicknesses in the church. We wouldn't have so many people having to come up to pray for the same thing, the same condition. We need to tell them that God put certain things in the earth that's healthy for us. He gave us nuts. He gave us grains. He gave us beans. He gave us vegetables. He put everything right here for us to eat to keep us healthy. But what we do sometimes, we refuse to eat those things that are healthy. We load our bodies up on starches. We load ourselves up on sweets. We eat a lot of overprocessed foods that's packed in oils. And then we wonder why we are sick. But if we would change our diet and change our appetite and begin to fast the right way, then we would see that our bodies will come in alignment. Our mind will become sharper, our vision will become more clearer, our hearing will become better. And another thing that fasting does, fasting puts a newness upon your skin. Why? Because of the body releases all the toxins and all the poisons. I'm going to give you scripture for that. Let's go to Daniel, Daniel 1, chapter 1, 8 through 17. We read about Daniel. I love Daniel. We know that Daniel was a mighty man of prayer. We know that Daniel fasted. He sought God. And when Daniel was before the king, when the king wanted Daniel to eat his meat, Daniel refused to defile himself with the king's meat.
And the Bible says that Daniel asked them to give them some pulse. And what pulse is, it's a beanie-type substance. He asked them to give them some pulse and some water for 10 days. The Bible says that after Daniel fasted and prayed and ate them beans and pulse, that his skin was fairer, his countenance was fairer, all because Daniel put the right things in his body. He didn't eat the king's meat that was defiled, and God blessed him for that. And what the Lord is saying to us, that some things, as saints, he does not want us to eat. I tell my sons and daughters, I tell our ministry, when you are highly anointed, when God is in your life, you can't eat certain things into your body. You can't eat certain things into your body. And if you are fasting and praying and have been doing it for a long length of time, some of you may have been, you will find that if you begin to put certain things in your body will react to that. Your stomach will react to that. And it's God telling you that he doesn't want you to have certain things in your body, because what it will do, it will make you sluggish. It will make you lightheaded. It will make you fatigued. It will make you dizzy. Sometimes it will make sweat come out of your body, all because you have now put something impure into your body that God is telling you that he doesn't want it into your body. Fasting is one of the most neglected spiritual disciplines. And if we would learn to fast and pray, we would see greater results. We're on our 21-day fast at our church. I've been on it more than 21 days already. And we are fasting for God's presence. And that's another thing that we need to learn, that we don't fast. We don't fast for cars. We don't fast for houses. We don't fast for we don't fast for material things. Whenever we fast, our fast should be for spiritual purposes. Our fast should be that we will get more intimate and more close to God. Our fast should be that God will anoint us and cause our discernment to be more sharper and our discernment to be more keen. Our fasting should be that our ear will come open and that we can hear from God. And many times we're going on fasts, but we're not going on fasts that God is wanting us to go on. And then we wonder why we don't see the results, because most of the time our fast is for material things. But God is saying, if you will fast, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will come upon you. If we would begin to seek God through prayer and through fasting, all these things that we desire, all these things that we're asking and praying for God to give to us, God will give them to us. But our motive must be right when we go on these fasts. And God weighs our motive. He's looking at why we go on these fasts. He's looking at what we are expecting to receive from fasting. And you never go on a fast. You never go on a fast without expectation. There is something that you should always expect God to do for you when you go on a fast. And you should never go on a fast without asking God, first of all, how long should I go on this fast, God? What are you requiring of me while I'm on this fast? Because even though we do a 21-day fast, we do a 30-day fast, we do a 40-day fast, there is something on that fast that God is requiring out of all of us. There is something that God is coming at when we're on these fasts. God puts us on fasts first to cleanse us, to purify us, to show us ourselves, to reveal things in us that should not be. And a lot of times, I believe that many saints fight fasting. They won't do fasting because many times we don't want to see ourselves. But fasting will show you yourself before he show you anybody else. He's going to show you yourself. And many times what God shows us, it's not always a pretty picture. Sometimes we don't want to see the things that's inside of us. But a true fast will show you those hidden things that's inside that maybe nobody else sees, but God sees it. So it's the fasting, it's the breaking, it's the killing of one's flesh, and the killing of one's spirit that God has said, I need to break you through fasting and prayer. I need you to humble yourself before me, like David said in Psalm 35 and 13, that he humbled himself with fasting and with prayer. And that's the only way that we're gonna hear from God. That's the only way we're going to receive from God, is if we spend some time in fasting and we spend some time in prayer. And you know, dear hearts, we have no excuse not to pray. Jesus said, when ye fast. Fasting is something that we must do. We can't get away from it, just like we can't get away from prayer. We can't get away from fasting. Fasting is a must. This flesh, if we don't kill it and let it be crucified on a daily basis, things will come out of this flesh that will even shock you. Things will come out, tempers will come out, attitudes will come out, old behaviors will come out, old actions will come out, old desires will come out. If you don't keep this flesh, Paul said, I bring my body under subjection. I crucify this flesh. Why did he say that? Because he knew his old man. He knew what he was capable of doing. He knew what he could do if he did not fast. And that's why Paul said, he said, I was in fasting often. That means I live a lifestyle of fasting and praying. And this is something that I learned from the older saints. If, when you think about the older saints, those of us who have been saved for 30, 40, 20, 50 years, the older saints taught us about prayer, and they taught us about fasting. And when you look at their lives compared to the saints today, they had more power back then. People were getting healed more back then. Signs, miracles, and wonders were taking place back then because they taught us power in prayer, power in fasting. And not only did they teach it to us, we saw the results of what prayer and fasting would do. If we would learn to take what was taught back then and apply it to our lives today, we would see the same results in the church. We would see the same results as we go out and minister. And many times when we pray for people and we don't see results, many times we want to say they didn't have no faith or it was a lack of faith. But many times if we have not prepared ourselves through prayer and fasting, and then we go out there trying to minister to others, we will not see any results. When we read in the Bible gives us many examples of people who came together and prayed and fasted. And when I read the Bible and I look in the scripture, you see great men in the Bible who fasted. I look at Moses. Moses, when he was on Mount Sinai, he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Because the Bible said when Moses came off the mountain, that his face shone with the glory of God. He had been in the presence of God from fasting and from praying before the Lord, listening to God's voice in the presence of God, having intimacy with God. And that is something I always say. We need to have intimacy with God. We need to spend time with God in prayer and fasting. We need to turn TVs off. We need to turn things off that's gratifying to this flesh, that's distracting us and that's causing us to miss the voice of God. Moses was in the presence of God, and he fasted, and he just listened to the voice of God. And I always say, saints, and it's a true fact, if you don't spend time in the presence of God, laying before God, sleeping with God, spending some hours with God, you will not be strong spiritually. You will lack things spiritually. You will be dull of hearing spiritually. It takes you spending time in the presence of God and letting God crucify this flesh, letting God work on this flesh, letting God reveal those things in you that he's not pleased with, and then open up your heart and let him take it out. It all comes through fasting. You know, prayer and fasting to me are twins. One cannot do without the other. You cannot just pray and be strong. You cannot just fast and be strong. You must pray, and you must fast, and you must bring them together. That's where the power comes in. Jesus didn't say these kind come out just by prayer, nor did he say these kind come out just by fasting. He said these kind come out by prayer and by fasting. When we read about King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20th chapter, when the enemy was coming after him, what was one of the first things he did? The Bible said he prayed, and he began to fast. And then they're praying, and they're fasting, and then they're waiting before God. God stood up to Jehaziel and spoke the prophetic word to them to comfort their hearts. We cannot hear from God unless we get still through fasting and prayer. There's no way we can get around fasting and prayer. And if you fast long enough, and if you go into your fast with a sincere heart, and if you go in there right, God will not just wait to the 15th day or the 21st. God will begin to talk to you from the very beginning. The very
Amen.
Beginning, the day you start fasting, God will begin to talk to you.
Okay.
And if you see, I hear you, God. If you ever want things to be revealed to you in a great mess, you're going to have to fast. Fasting is something about fasting. It seems like supernaturally it enlightens you to the things of God. You begin to see things in the spirit that you have never, ever seen before. And that's why I say there's a lot of things that cannot be revealed unless you start doing it. Unless you start praying, unless you start fasting, you may be on one level today. But if you start developing a life of prayer and fasting, it's amazing how God can take you from level one, and he'll take you to level five, he'll take you to level 10. He just takes you higher and higher and higher. You know why? Because the flesh is constantly being crucified. Your flesh is constantly dying. And the more the flesh is crucified, the more the flesh dies, the more the spiritual man, he comes alive. And God wants the spiritual man to be a more alive in us than the fleshly man. When we go into the book of Jonah, we read about how God sent Jonah down to Nineveh because Nineveh was a wicked city. There was a lot of sin in Nineveh. But because God is merciful and because God is gracious, God allowed his servant Jonah to go down there and cry to the city. And the Bible said when the king heard it, he called everyone on a fast. And when they began to fast, look at God's mercy. God spared the city. There are so many things that God would do for us if we would just spend time in prayer, if we spend time in fasting. And I'm asking God, this year, 2013, I was talking to God. God said, Cheryl, this year, some people say 2013 is a year of rebellion. But God let me know, no, it's a year of blessing for those who are fasting. For those who will pray, for those who will be obedient to the voice of God, it is a year of blessings, and it is a year of signs, miracles, and wonders. But the only way we're going to see those signs, miracles, and wonders, we're going to have to begin to push the plate back. We're going to have to go before God in much prayer and lay before God. You know, Jesus is our perfect example of everything that he called us to do. And when you look at Jesus, before Jesus prayed, before he had any great assignment, Jesus always went away in solitude and spent much time in prayer, and he spent much time in fasting. So if Jesus did it, and you see the results that happened in his life, he's calling us to do the same thing. Jesus told us, he said, greater works shall ye do in my name. God wants to work power through us and anointing through us, saints, that we have not even seen yet, that we have not even tapped into yet. But it cannot come forth until we begin to fast and pray. And God is calling us to fast and pray. 2 Chronicles 7:14 tells us, he said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. What is that humbleness right there? You humble yourself through fasting. Fasting is the best way to humble yourself and let God crucify the flesh and break your flesh. And then God said, and you pray, you seek his face. We need to leave from just praying now to seeking. We need to leave from seeking to travailing. Now God is calling us to travail in prayer and not just pray. Many are praying, but they're not seeing results. God is calling us to travail. When you travail, you don't come out dry. When you travail, you come out of prayer wet. You go in dry, but you're going to come out wet. Travailing is you are breaking your heart, you are breaking your spirit, you are breaking your flesh before the very presence of God. And you're telling God, God, whatever it takes, God, for me to receive more of you, so be it. However many days of fasting, God, that I need to do to receive from you, God, so be it. Whatever it takes, God, for me to get close to you, God, for your power to rest not just upon me, but for your power to work through me, God, whatever it takes. And this is the hour that God is calling the saints, and especially the leaders, especially the pastors. He is calling us to fast and pray and tell the people to fast and pray like never before. Because these demons that's giving a walk into some of these churches, these demons that's getting ready to come in bodily form to attack the body of Christ, to attack our loved ones, to attack our children, our grandchildren. If we do not fast and pray, these demons are going to overtake us. It's going to overtake our families. It's going to overtake our children. And God is saying that we need to fast, we need to pray, and we need to do it correctly. There's a certain way that you have to prepare yourself when you fast and pray. Like I said it before on the broadcast when the Lord allowed me to come on here with you, Daughter Bernard, over a year ago. And the Lord had me to teach about how you prepare yourself when you go before the Lord in prayer. And I was telling you all then, and I still believe it, whenever you go before the Lord in prayer, you wash yourself, you cleanse yourself, you bathe yourself before you go into the presence of the Lord. You don't just go on your job not having washed your face. You don't just go on your job not having brushed your teeth. You don't just go on your job any kind of way. We are going before the very presence of God. And not only are we just going there, we want God to meet us there. So in fasting, in prayer, you have to prepare yourself. You have to wash yourself. You have to cleanse yourself. You have to get yourself ready. Get you a special garment. Put that garment on. Dedicate that garment to God. And let God know I wear this for no one other but for you, God. And go in the presence of God and let God minister to you. If you go in there right, I am a witness that God will meet you. Your prayer time will go to another level than it is right now. In Matthew 6:16-18, when Jesus was talking to his disciples, Jesus knew that eventually he was going to be going away. And he knew that he would not always be with his disciples. He knew a time would come that they would have to begin to fast and pray. And what did he tell them? He said, when you go on your fast, what do? Anoint your head and wash your face so that you don't appear to men to fast. And many times when we go on fasts, we don't go right. Many times we don't anoint ourselves, like you said. We don't wash our face, and we look sad, and we look dreary. But that's not how God wants us to fast. When you fast, no one, unless it's a corporate fast, like many of us are on this corporate 21-day fast or 30-day fast, when you're not on a corporate fast, no one should know you're fasting other than just you and the Lord. Your countenance should not be able to let people know that you're fasting. You should still be happy. You should still be the way you normally be when you are fasting. Because God said whatever we do in secret before him, dear heart, he will reward us openly. And so God is telling us today that we need to fast. I remember a time when in my life, if I can be transparent on the broadcast, and maybe it'll help somebody. I remember the time in my life where I didn't know which way to go. I didn't know what I was going to do. I just didn't know. My mind was so messed up. And God began to teach me about fasting and prayer. And I remember one time when I was in my house, and I had no food in my house. No food in my house. And I remember the Lord told me, he said, Cheryl, I want you to go on a 10-day fast. I don't want you to eat no food for 10 days. And I went on the 10-day fast. And in my 10-day fast, I had my first visitation from the Lord. The glory of God came in my apartment. And you could see the cloud. You could see the Shekinah glory all in the apartment. And God began to talk to me, and he began to minister to me about the importance of fasting, about the importance of laying out before the presence of the Lord. And from that day to this one, that's all that I have done. That's all that I know to do is to fast and pray, because there is power when we fast and pray. If we go into the book of Joel, Joel talks to us about fasting and prayer. He said, come between the porch and the altar, call them together and fast and pray. And God is calling us to tell the body of Christ, call them into the church. I'm asking God to take us back to the time where the churches were filled around the altar, where people were travailing, and they were praying, and they were crying out to God through fasting and prayer. And fasting is not an easy task. I wouldn't tell you that it is, but it is a spiritual discipline that God is calling us to do. And it's such a powerful force. It's such a powerful force that comes behind it when we fast and pray. There's a power that comes from God that you would never believe that God will release to you. If you begin to fast and pray, your enlightenment is so clear. God, it's just like he opens up the heaven and speaks to you and show you things that you've never seen before. And there is so much sin and wickedness that's in the land today. And if we don't begin to fast, saints, and if we don't begin to pray, these demons are going to take us over. And God is calling us to fasting. He's calling us to prayer. You know, I look at Esther in the book of Esther. When Esther was getting ready to go before the king for her people, Esther made up her mind that she would fast 3 days and nights before the Lord. Why did she do that? So God could give her enlightenment, so God could give her instruction on what he would have her to do. And the Bible says that as she fasted and prayed, then she went before the king, how God gave her the release and how God blessed her, how God spared her people, because Esther was the gap dweller. Esther was the intercessor on behalf of her people. But Esther had to do something first. Esther fasted, Esther prayed, Esther sought the face of God. And when Esther did that, then God blessed her. My prayer today for everybody on the line is that you would ask God to give you a passion for fasting. Prayer is good, and we should always pray. He said men ought to always faint and not faint, you know, always pray and not lose heart, not faint. But I'm asking God to give us a passion for fasting. I'm asking God to help us to fast so and pray so that when we walk down the street, the devil hates to see us coming. I ask God, God, give us such passion for prayer that the devil has to say, I hate you woke Adrian up this morning because she's so anointed because of fast and pray. Give us such a passion for prayer that the devil has to say, I hate you woke up Evangelist Caldwell because she is so anointed because of fasting and prayer. We need to come to the place that we say, God, enough is enough. Devil, you have ran rampant enough. You have taken over our children enough. You have taken care over our families enough. And it has to stop here. And the only way it's going to stop is that we fast and pray. When you said about the early church in the book of Acts, they were men and women of much prayer and much fasting. The Bible said because they were men of much prayer and fasting, God worked signs, he worked miracles because they were men of prayer and fasting. When you read about Paul, the Bible said that God worked special miracles by the hands of Paul. And why? Because Paul was a man of fasting and Paul was a man of prayer. Now, God does not just want us to read the book of Acts, but God is calling us to be the book of Acts in the earth today. God is calling us to be able to walk these streets. These are demons walking the streets, up and down the streets in our neighborhood. There are territorial demons over states, over countries, over islands. And we sit back sometime, and we're taking this lightly. But God is saying, not this season, especially those that are in leadership. God is calling us to come out these fine attires, get around the altar, and cry out to him day and night, and fast and pray so he can come in the land. He said he would heal the land, and we would humble ourselves and pray. And we have to fast, dear hearts. Many people are sick. There's many saints. God said, sure, there's two men of my children that's dying with diabetes, dying with cancer, dying with all these different illnesses, and it should not be. Why? Because fasting has not been taught in the church. Fasting has not been taught to the saints that they don't have to die with these diseases. They don't have to die with these sicknesses. If they would begin to fast, if they would begin to pray, if they would eat healthy, if they would seek the face of God, God would come in and God would heal. You know, many times in our bloodstream, we have a lot of things locked up in our bloodstream. And when you have certain toxins and poisons in your bloodstream, it'll clog up your arteries. It'll make you sick. You'll have heart failure. You'll have heart problems. But God said we will begin to fast. We'll begin to pray and let him detoxify our system and cleanse us out. God said we will feel better. We'll be more healthy. And another thing I've learned about fasting, fast is a rejuvenator. Fast renews you. Fasting refreshes you. Fasting gives you some youth back if you do it right. And many times we hurt it in our body, our joints, and our muscles are ailing because we're not fasting. We're not cleansing ourselves from all these things. Jesus taught us how to fast. He gave it to us in the scripture. Jesus taught his disciples about fasting. And Jesus is telling us that if we're going to have power in this hour, we're going to have to fast. That's why God put in my heart to have this fresh God encounter. God said, Cheryl, I want you to put on this prayer luncheon. I want you to have that first hour of travailing prayer, because I'm going to send some people there that need a special impartation, because they've been praying, they have been fasting, but they're still wondering, God, what are you saying to me in this year 2013? Which way should I go in this year 2013? What is my direct? What is my divine assignment in this year 2013? So God said, but Cheryl, if you would pray, if you would lay before me, I would tell you what to tell the people. So that's why we're calling this gathering, this prevailing hour of prayer time, so God can speak to the heart. But not only that, God said, but they must pray. They must come prayed up. They must come with their minds ready to hear from me. They must come with expectations. Because for some of you, I hear you, God, for some of you, you have many questions about your spiritual life, about your spiritual walk this season, and you're torn between. You don't know exactly whether you should go to the right or whether you should go to the left. You've been talking to God. I hear you, God. You've been talking to God. You've been crying out to God. You've been sleeping with God, and you're asking God, God, what should I do in this year 2013, God? Should I stay here? Should I move there, God? Which way will you have me to go? Well, God is going to tell some of you that's on the broadcast. He's going to give you your answer when you come to this service. He's going to give you your instructions when you come to this service. He's going to tell you exactly what you should go when you come to this service, because for some of you, God has a greater calling upon your life. The anointing rests mightily upon you, and you're being fought because of the anointing. You're being fought on all directions because of the anointing. But I hear God say, in this service when you come, he's going to release you. He's going to Lord you out. He's going to start something into you that you don't have right now. He's going to give you something to take you a little bit further. God is calling us to fast and pray. Some of you on the line, I hear you, God. You've been battling with fasting. You start sometime, and then you come off, and you start back on it. And you come again, and go back on it. But I hear God say, if you would just discipline yourself, if you would just be consistent, if you would make up your mind that this flesh is going to have to die so the power of God can live, God said he will not let you down. God said he will show you some things that you've been asking him to show you. God said he'll reveal some things to you that you've been asking for him to reveal you. And even some God, you've been praying for God to bless your finances. You've been praying for God to give you that new house. Well, I hear God say if you would just give him some days, if you give him some days, God said he'll give you some favor. He said he will give you some favor. Because where you stand at, now the Lord say, you're tired of staying there. You're ready to move, glory to God. But God said you got to fast and have to pray. And if you fast and if you pray, he will answer your prayer. Somebody on the line right now, you sick in your body, glory to God. You've been having problems. I hear you, God. You've been having problems in your body, glory to God. And the doctor's not going to be able to do this when God said. God said it's going to take fasting and prayer for this to get out of your body. You've been feeling sluggish, glory to God. You've been feeling a little bit heavy, glory to God. And even in your vision, somebody on the line, even in your eyes, glory to God. Glory to God, I hear you, God. I'm looking at your eyes. God said if you will fast and if you will pray, he'll flush all the toxins out of your body. God said there's just a lot of toxins inside of your body. It's just a lot of poisons inside of your body. And it has come from the foods that you have eaten. Some of you on the line, God said you're going to have to get off of the greasy foods, glory to God. You have too much grease in your arteries, glory to God. And some of you, that's why you've been having leg problems. You've been having problems with your legs, glory to God, because you have too much in your arteries. You have too much locked up inside of your body. But if you will fast and if you will pray, God said you will flush it all out of your system. And somebody else on the line, God said, stop worrying about that child. Stop worrying about that child. That child is in his hand. God said, you go and do what he called you to do. God said, you fulfill purpose in your life. He'll take care of that child, glory to God, because you can't do nothing about it anyway. You can't change it anyway. God said, if you just fast, I hear you, God, and if you just pray, he'll arrest that child. He'll let his spirit go to that child. God has a call upon you. Glory to God. And somebody on the line, God said, you might as well get ready because you're going to move. You're going to move. You know you're going to move. He's been talking to you about it, but you've been battling with it. God said, yes, I'm going to move. He's going to move you. He has to move you, glory to God. He has to put you where your purpose is. Sometimes we don't know where our purpose is. And that's why God calls us to fast and pray. Fasting should be your passion. After your passion, God reveals your purpose to you. He lets you know what he's called you to do. And some of you have a purpose on this line, and God wants you to fulfill your purpose in 2013. Because for some of you, he's been very merciful, he says. He's been very merciful. Glory to God. He's been very gracious to you. But this is not the season or hour for procrastination. No more procrastination, nor more slowfulness. God said that thing that he has been dealing with you about 2013, it's time for you to get busy. It's time for you to get busy. And somebody on the line, God said that book, spirit, that he's been dealing with you about that book, God said 2013, he wants you to get busy writing that book. You must write that book. God's been talking to you on this line about writing that book. God said, you just step out on faith. Start putting it on the paper. He'll bring the finances for you to publish it. He'll bring you the finances to get it out there. But God said, start writing that book. Somebody else, oh, God, I hear you. Somebody else on this line. Oh, God, hear me today. Somebody else on this line, my God. God said he wants you to sleep better. You need to sleep. Glory to God. You haven't been sleeping good. You've been tossing in your sleep. Glory to God, you haven't been sleeping too good. God said he wants you to sleep better. Give it to God. Give it to God and let God handle it. Let God handle it and you go to sleep. Glory to God. God wants you to go to sleep. You're stretching yourself out about something that you can't fix. But God said you would just go to sleep. Sleep with him. Spend some night sleeping with Jesus. Spend some night being intimate with Jesus. Spend some night with him and watch him work it out. Watch God fix it for you if you just stop worrying about it. God said, don't let the stress you're stretching yourself out. I feel you. You on the line. You are stressing and you are worrying. But God say, I hear you guys. God said, stop stressing, dear heart. Stop worrying. He's going to fix it. He's going to work it out. He is not a man, he said, that he shouldn't lie. If he spoke it, he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring it to pass. But God said, you go to sleep. You're not sleeping good. I see you even walking the floor sometime at night. God said, go to sleep and stop worrying about it. Father, I bless you right now, God. And somebody this season, God said he wants you off the porch. Come off the porch. Come off the red meat. God said this season you need to be on baked fish. You need to be on baked chicken. God said come off that pork. That pork has too much salt in it. Come off all that ham. It has too much salt in it. Come off the sweet. Come off the pasta. Come off all these things that are heavy. Because what it's doing to you is dulling you spiritually. And the more heavy you are, the more dull you become spiritually. You cannot hear from God. You cannot receive from God because you have too much inside of you. This is a season that we have to eat lighter. This is a season that we have to eat more vegetables. We have to eat more fruit. We have to eat more grains. This is a season that we cannot do like we used to do. Because God is giving us a power that we never had before. There is a power that's coming in the land, in the earth, that has not come here yet. God is getting ready to bring a wave of his glory in this year, 2013. Even in the economy, even though the world is like it is, God is going to show himself in this year, 2013. And for those of us, and the reason why I say those of us, because everybody's not going to pay this price. Everybody's not going to fast and pray, dear hearts. Everybody's not going to seek the face of God. But for those of us who will fast and pray, and who will sell out to ourselves to God and spend some time with God, God is going to show us power that we have never seen before. We read about it. We have heard about it. But God said this time he's going to let us see it. He's going to let us see his force with our very eyes. if we fast and if we pray. And for some of you, as you fast and as you pray, I hear you, God, you're going to walk through your house, glory to God, and you're going to look up, glory to God, and it's going to look like somebody's standing in the room. Oh, I hear you, God. God's going to be a manifestation of his presence. If you just fast and pray, you're going to be in your house, glory to God, and you're going to feel like somebody in the house. God said, yes, that's going to be him. He's going to be in the house with you. His presence is going to be right there, and somebody else on the line, when you're in your house, you're going to see a smoke. It's going to be like a cloud in the house. God said, when you see that cloud, glory to God, when you see that smoke, glory to God, that's going to be the Shekinah glory that has come into your house. So I admonish you to keep on fasting. I admonish you to keep on praying. God has been gracious to me, glory to God. He has been gracious to me through fasting, through praying. He's been gracious to my husband, glory to God, through fasting and praying. God has performed miracles. God has performed signs and wonders all through the art of fasting and praying. And the scripture is full of examples. Those that fasted and prayed, and God gave them the results. He gave them the benefits. Healed. People were delivered. Signs and wonders took place. People were raised from the dead. Blinded eyes were opened. Deaf ears were unstopped. Tongues were loose. How did all this happen? Because of prayer and because of fasting. And if we want to see the same results in our day, in our life, working through us like it did in Jesus' day, God said it can happen. But we have to fast and pray. God has anointed all of us. He's anointed all of us. But certain manifestations cannot come forth unless we fast and pray. God said, at the beginning, I was on one level. Before I knew how to fast, I was on one level. When God began to teach me how to fast and I began to apply what he taught me, God started taking me from level to level to level. So there is no God that we can have that we don't have because we're not fasting. We are praying, yes. If you would ask anybody on the line, do you pray? They would tell you yes. But if you would ask that same question to everyone on the line, how much do you fast? You would not get the same response. You would not get the same answer. Why? Because most of us pray. Oh, we all pray. But how many of us fast? How many of us fast TV? How many of us fast from something pleasurable that this flesh likes to do? And that's what God is trying to do to us, is kill our flesh from those things that are pleasurable, those things that are causing us to miss him. There is so much, dear hearts, that we are missing in the spiritual realm from God, all because we will not fast and pray. But I have made up my mind, glory to God, that I'm going to fast, I'm going to pray, I'm going to seek God, because if I could tell you the things that God has shown me and revealed to me, and I see stand before me and walk in front of me just by fasting and praying. I didn't begin to see angels walk through my house until I started fasting and praying. I didn't have a visitation from the Lord until I started fasting and praying. I didn't have the devil himself come in my closet until I started fasting and prayer. Because one thing alone, when you seriously start fasting and praying, you are going to have demonic encounters. The devil will send his demons to you to try to discourage you from coming on that fast. Jesus had it. When Jesus was fasting, the Bible said that the Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. When he came out of that wilderness, he had an encounter with the devil. You're going to have encounters with the enemy when you seriously begin to fast. You're not going to have them as much like you would when you start fasting. We don't have encounters with the devil until we really start fasting and praying. You know why? The enemy knows. If you begin to fast and pray, God gives you such a power over him. Now, if the devil knows the power that's in prayer, fasting, and praying, how come we as saints don't know it?
All right.
We know the power that's in fasting and prayer. And God wants us to fast and pray. He's calling us to fast and pray. And I don't know about you, but I've made up my mind that I'm going to fast and pray. I'm going to live a life of fasting and praying. It is a beautiful life, children. I would tell all of you on the line, develop a passion for fasting. Develop a passion. You don't need the sodas anyway. You don't need the Pepsis anyway. Pepsis are killing you. Pepsis have acid. It eats up the inside of your body. You don't need all that sweets in your bloodstream, clogging up your arteries anyway, making you sick. You don't need those things. So fast from those things. Abstain from those things. And watch what God will do in your life. Watch how God will bless you if you fast and pray. The Bible, the people in the Bible have so much power all because of fasting and praying. I would recommend this book to all of you. It's called God's Generals. God's Generals by Robert Lierden. And in that book, if you read about those generals, those men and women of God, they fasted and they prayed. And because they fasted and because they prayed, they had such an awesome power that resided upon them. Everywhere they went, glory to God, God worked signs and miracles through them. I think about Mary Woodward Edder, a mighty, mighty woman of God that prayed and spent time with God. And God used her so she was ministering one day. And the Spirit of the Lord just took her away. And she was like a statue for days. And people came from everywhere to look at this mighty woman of God. And when God brought her back, she didn't even know how long she had been there. My God, because of the power of God that was in her life. I think about Amy Silver McPherson, another woman of God, a woman of prayer, how God used her in a mighty way through fasting and prayer. Oh, my God. I think about Catherine Kuhlman, another woman of God, how God used her from fasting and praying. And all these different men and women of God is in that book called God's General. I would admonish all of you to get that book and read about their lives. Read about the price they paid. Read about how God used them from having a life of fasting and a life of praying, and how God let them see things in the spirit that they've never seen before. God would, I tell you, God will change the course of nature. God will heal nations if we fast and pray. God will do some miraculous things if we begin to fast and we begin to pray. But I have learned prayer and fasting can do what nothing else can do. If we fast, if we pray, God will work some miracles, children, that you have never seen before. Your eyes have not seen the things that you will see if you begin to fast. Your ears have not heard the things that you will hear if you will begin to fast. Glory to God. The visitations you have not had yet that you will begin to have if you begin to fast and pray. The revelation that God will give you, you haven't received it yet until you begin to fast and pray. And I am a living witness, glory to God, when you begin to fast and pray, that devil knows when you fast and pray. He said, Paul, he said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. The devil knows you're not fasting and praying. So that's why you have to be careful praying for people when you haven't been fasting and praying. Because one thing about it, if you haven't been fasting and praying, then demons will jump on them and get on you. Oh, they know if you're fasting. They know if you're praying. Oh, my God. They know if you're consecrating yourself. They know if you're laying out before God. Glory to God. So that's why I say, God, help us to get to the place that when we, God, wake us up in the morning, the devil have to say, I hate you woke her up in the morning. I hate to see her coming because of the power and the anointing that's upon her life. We are in a spiritual warfare, children. And the only way we're going to win this battle is through fasting and prayer. The name of Jesus gives you one power, glory to God. The word of God gives you another power. The blood gives you another power. The fasting and prayer gives you some power. Oh, my God, help me today. Fasting and prayer is the key right now that this world needs. The world, the government, the senator, the president needs somebody fasting and somebody praying. I say, God, help the pastors, help the evangelists, help the prophets, help those in leadership to teach the people about fasting. Help them to get the people ready for what's coming up on the land. Glory to God. Yeah. We need to stop seeking God for houses and cars and money. All that will come if we just live right. He told us that. But we need to seek God for a greater anointing. We need to seek God for a greater power. We need to seek God that God will come up in our lives so strong that when we just look at the devil, he has to run. He has to flee. Glory to God. Because of the power that's in us. The Bible said that Peter was so anointed that when he walked down, the shadow of Peter, the shadow touched Peter, and they were healed. Why? Because Peter was a man of prayer. Peter was a man of consecration. Read about the disciples. They were men that prayed, that sought the face of God. How could God work miracles through them unless they prayed and unless they fasted? And Father, my prayer today, God, is that you will give us a passion for fasting, that you will give us intimacy, God, that you will give us a burning desire to lay before you, God, and spend time with you, that you will use us, Lord, in a mighty way like you did to men and women in the Bible, that you would give us a love for fasting, God, like they had a love, God, that we would be the early church in the earth. Acts will come alive inside of us, God, that our services, God, will be filled with the glory of you, God, that we will have services that's not normal, God, that will be out of the norm, God, that will be supernatural services, God, that something miracles and wonders will take place. We don't need services that we know what's going to happen. No, we need services that when we come in, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what God is going to do. God, give us those types of services, God, that people are healed, people are delivered, and people are set free, God. Take us back, God, to the power source, God, of fasting and prayer. God, everybody on this line, these young daughters and babies that's on the line, God, give them a passion for prayer. Give them a passion for fasting, Lord God. Show them, oh God, how to crucify this flesh, God. This flesh is a mess. This flesh gets us in trouble. But, oh God, if we would ever let you crucify it, yes, God, you will give us a power that we've never had before, God. God, you want to take us into the glory cloud. You want us to see things we've never seen before, glory to God. You want us to experience things in you, God, that you've never experienced before, God. You want to come and visit with us, sit on the bed, God, and talk to us, God. Oh, God, I hear you. God said you want to come and visit some of you. You want to come and sit on the bed and talk to some of you. Glory to God. He wants to visit with some of you. Glory to God. Oh, God, help them to fast. Help them to pray, God. Help them to pray and help them to fast. And, oh, God, I'm asking you, God, to bless the woman of God that came on the line. The woman of God that came on the line the other day, God. I'm asking that you bless her, Lord God. I'm asking that you bless her ministry, God. I'm asking that you bless finances, Lord God. I'm asking, God, that you continue to use her for your glory and for your honor, God. I'm asking whoever she was, God, that you will open doors, God, for her to travel and teach the word of God like never before. I don't know who the woman of God was, Daughter Bernard, that was on the line the other day. Glory to God. Name, when you showed me her name, when you texted me her name the other day, and you told me she was coming on, God began to talk to me about her, glory to God. And God said he's going to bless her, glory to God. He's going to bless her through some traveling, too, glory to God. He's going to open the doors for her. Minister the word of God, glory to God. And he's going to put her on a very long fast, glory to God, a long fast, glory to God. And he's going to reveal some things to her, glory to God, that she has not yet received, yes, God. Oh, God, I bless you right now, God, in a special, special way. Glory to God. Many of you need to get on your vitamins while you're fasting, glory to God. Many of you didn't take your vitamins in 2012. God said 2013, he wants you to get on your vitamins. He wants you to start eating more healthy. Get in your fruits, get in your nuts, get in your grains, get in your vegetables, glory to God. Because at any given time, he can speak to you and tell you to go on another fast. This season, it won't be fasts that we just planned. This season, it won't be fasts that God just gonna call. And God said he wants your body to be healthy. He wants your mind to be alert so that when he says, fast 7 days, Adrian, you're going to have to be ready. When he says, fast 14 days, Tanya, you're going to have to be ready. This season, God's going to call his own fasts. This season, he's going to be in control of these fasts. This season, God wants us to be ready for these fasts. Be a year of much fasting and praying, and only those who will obey the voice of God are going to see the results. Only those who will pay the price will see the results. Only those who will sell out to God and tell God yes are going to see the results. For some of you, God's going to change the finances also in 2013. And your finances, you're not going to struggle this year. Glory to God. Your finances, it's not going to be so hard for you this year. If you just obey God, if you just fast and pray, God said he's going to turn some of your finances around. When you have problems with your bills last year, fast and pray, you won't have that problem this year. God said there's going to be some debt cancellation for somebody on the line. Debt cancellation. He's going to supernaturally wipe out some of your debt, and you're on the line, glory to God. And somebody on this line, God said go to the car lot, glory to God. Go to the car lot and get your new car. Go get the car, glory to God. God wants you to have better transportation in this year because you have some traveling to do. You have some miles
going to have to drive. Glory to God. Father, we bless you today for this broadcast, Lord. I thank you for this Sunday,
yes,
God. Prayer and fasting, Lord God. I thank you if you're concerned about our physical health as well as our spiritual well-being. I thank you, God, that you don't want us sick, God, because if we're sick, you can't work your power through us. You can't use us if we're sick. So I thank you, God, that you give us instructions how to be healthy. You give us instructions on what to eat. You give us instructions on what to put and what not to put in our bodies. Lord, I thank you, God, for what you're getting ready to do for some of these daughters that's getting ready to come to this luncheon. I thank, oh, I hear you, God. I thank you, God, for the impartation that you're getting ready to give to somebody on this line that's coming to this service, God. I thank you, God, because God said you will not go back the same way you came.
Yeah.
You will not go back the same way you came. Glory to God. I thank you, God, for what you're doing right now. I thank you for what you're getting ready to do for Daughter Bernard in this season, 2013. I thank you for I hear the Lord say, Vegas Bernard, he wants you to go look for you a house. Go look for your home. Go look for your home this year. Glory to God. Go look for your home. Glory to God. Lord, I bless you for the home, God. I bless you for what you're going to do. I bless you for giving us faith, Lord. I thank you for the keys that I see, God. I thank you for the open door, Lord God. I thank you for elevating you in the ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now, God. I thank you that you're going to travel some. You're going to travel some this year, Daughter Bernard. Lord, I thank you for doing some traveling this year. The ministry going to do some traveling. Father, we thank you right now, God. And, Lord, I ask that you bless every leader and every pastor and every evangelist and teacher that's on this line, God. Give them a love for prayer, God. Help them to have faith in the soul, God. Give them a desire to sleep with you, Jesus. God, I thank you for prayer. I thank you that prayer cleanses us. Prayer washes us, God. Prayer takes out everything not like you. Prayer takes out envy and prayer takes out jealousy. Fasting kills the flesh, Lord God. I thank you, God, that fasting takes out bitterness, God. Fasting takes out hatred. Fasting takes out malice. Fasting takes out deceit, God, that will hinder us, God, from receiving more of you, Lord God. Bless on this line, God. Oh, I see a plane ticket, Lord of God, for somebody on the line, Lord of God. Somebody on the line going to the island also. God, I ask you to bless them. Cover them with your blood, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, go into the hospitals, God. Touch the sick and afflicted today, Lord God. Word and heal them and deliver them. God, bless them in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you today, God. We thank you for this radio broadcast. We thank you for this study, God. We thank you for everybody that came on this line, the men and women of God that have spoken all this week, God, with clarity and accuracy, God. We thank you for them, God. And I'm asking that you bless them. I'm asking that you strengthen them. I'm asking that you encourage their hearts. But most of all, God, I'm asking you, God, that you let us be examples of what we teach and what we preach, God. Let us be that example, God. Let us show the people how this is done. God wants us to be examples. He doesn't want us to just teach it. He doesn't just want us to preach it. He wants us to live it and be an example. He wants us to show sons and daughters how it should be done. They should see us, to see us, friend. They should know that we are living a life of consecration. Consecration and dedication is the lifestyle of the saints, dear heart. Fasting and praying is a lifestyle of the saints. We have to live this life of fasting and praying. It cannot just be done at the beginning of the year. It cannot just be done every now and then. It has to be a part of our life. If we're going to survive, we must develop a life of fasting and prayer. So, Father, I just bless you today, God. I thank you for this time on the broadcast, Lord. I thank you for all those that have come, God. I thank you for the scripture. There's so many scriptures, God, on fasting and prayer. We'll never be able to cover all the scriptures, God. We can stay on this subject until you return. It's such an intense study on fasting and prayer. But I thank you, God, just for this time that you have allowed me, God, to come on this broadcast, God, just to share with your sons and daughters what you're calling for in this year 2013. And, God, I thank you right now for what you're going to do in the luncheon, God, for those that are coming, God. You're going to give them instructions. You're going to give them clarity, God, for some of them are confused. They just don't know just yet, God, what you are calling them to do. But you're going to make it clear to them when they come, God. So we bless you for that, God. And I know that you bless Evangelist Bernard, keep a heart encouraged, and even touch her in the body. And for some of you, when you fast and pray,
Your body goes through transition. You may get lightheaded, may get dizzy, you may get fatigued. That's because the toxins are being flushed and cleansed out of your body. So the body will go through that. But when your body begins to go through that, you tell that devil, the Lord God, rebuking, and you keep on going. Don't come off the fast. Don't come off the fast. Keep on going. Because after a while, you won't even feel that. You won't feel that. You'll feel better. You'll feel renewed, and you'll feel refreshed. So, Lord, we thank you, and we bless you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Daughter Bernard.
Thank you, Prophetess Harrison. I tell you, I have Minister Faith is on the line, the prophetess that was on preaching on Wednesday. So I'm going to go to Elder Wednesday, then to Prophetess Faith, and then to Prophetess Barbara Teal is on the line. We still have about 16 callers on the line. So we want to just acknowledge you all that know Prophetess Harrison and our first-time listeners. We're going to try to get to some of them. So we're going to go to Elder Wednesday, Elder Stafford, and then to Minister Space, and then to Prophetess Barbara Teal, and then I'll go further. God bless you, Elder Stafford. God, it's so wonderful to see you today on the line.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, and we want to say God bless Prophetess Harrison and just all the men and women of God that are on the line. And I just thank God for, amen, allowing me to be able to tune in to this awesome teaching on this afternoon. And truly, I found myself in a lot of these areas where it is very hard to fast. But at the beginning of the year, I told the Lord, I got to get my fasting back. I got to get my consecration back. And when we find ourselves just kind of letting the enemy do us any kind of way he wants to do us, he'll beef up that attack. He'll continue to do even more if we allow him. But I want to get to the place, like she said, I want the devil to fear me when I wake up in the morning. I want him to fear me when he thinks I'm going to, you know, step out and tear up something, mess up something, assassinate something, terminate something that he's trying to do in my life. So I just thank Prophetess for this awesome teaching and this lesson. And I just ask that you would just pray for me, because I want to do more for the Lord. The devil has done just too much in my life for too many years, and it's time for me to do something back.
Praise
to let
God.
Him know that I'm not going to take down, I'm not going to give up. But
praise
back
God.
At you, devil. Double for your trouble. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God bless you, Ellen. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to go to Prophetess Minister Faith. God bless you, Minister Faith.
Well, God bless all of you all. All I can hear, my life will never be the same in this word today. I honor you all. I tell God be the glory. To God be the glory. Tears, I couldn't stop the tears. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had not get some tissue. Go give me some toilet paper. I was crying so hard. I said, oh, Lord God, the passion to restore even my life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I just want to just, if I can quickly share, if you don't believe that fasting will do all the things that the woman of God declared. There was an evangelist that had a dog that hated her. Her father had this dog. He hated her. She had to watch that dog for 7 days while the father went to preach. And the dog would eat up the rod, like the fence, the wrought iron fence. She said, I'm going to fix you. I'm not going to feed you. Well, first day went by. Second, he still was growling, angry, violent, would eat her up. Second day, she looked out at him, and he was walking, huffing and puffing, eating up, about to eat up the fence to get to her. Third day, she noticed he was just walking, wasn't just growling. Fourth day, hallelujah, he was just walking, wasn't growling. Fifth day, hallelujah, he was just standing there. Sixth day went by, hallelujah, he was laying flat on the ground just looking at her. Seventh day went by, hallelujah, his name was Shag. Shag, hallelujah, only lifted up his ear. Glory to God. She was able to come into the yard, and she preached about it, said Shag had to die. The fasting drove out the evilness and that anger in his flesh, that animal flesh. Hallelujah. So I said, Lord, if they don't believe all this healing she's talking about, I'm going to tell her about Shag. Shag, how it went on a fast. She put the dog on a fast. Then feed the dog. And honey, after the seventh day, her and Shag lover, that was years ago, hallelujah, Shag couldn't even, he just lift up his ear when she came through the gate. She was able to come into the yard, and he just lift up his ear. Holly, from that day forward, Shag and her was the best friends, because Shag, they put that dog on a fast. You better believe this. This she from the Church of God in Christ. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. My life will never be the same. I embrace it. Oh, my God. Yet, I still need my God. Hallelujah. Even to this day. And there's some things she bear witness regarding, hallelujah, my life on this phone. Glory to God. I bless you, woman of God. I'm so honored to all the leaders on this program and the saints of God that is listening. It's a must. I'm not going to go and preach behind her. She done did her thing. It's already. She done done. But must. It's a must.
That's right.
You do this. And must means urgent. Look up the word must. It's urgent. It's a must.
Okay.
It's necessary for us to be all the things she's talking about. Let me share this quickly. I need a healing in my body. And what she said, I'm telling you, my doctor, the Lord won't let my doctors deal with me. You hear me? I wonder why everybody can go and get certain things done, and I know what it is. God has called me to fast this thing out of my body. I'm telling you. I've been talking to him about healing in my... He said, I've healed you from this arthritis. He said it. He said it some years back. Hallelujah. And I said, oh, maybe I get my knee replaced, my knees replaced. Everybody, some people got their knees replaced. My sister got the knees. They will not deal with me in that way. And when she, I know what I must do. And woman of God, I thank you. Everything she said about the toxins, about all this toxins and gas and wrong eating, thanks to God, get this word and receive it step by step. Mm-hmm. Be patient with yourself because it will cleanse your life and the drug, the sluggishness, all that has to do with our wrong eating, the toxins in our body. Oh, God, thank you for the woman of God. I turn it back into the hands to the next man and woman of God that will give a word. We do love you, and we are praying, and we'll be fasting. Hallelujah, for the people of God to enter in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Minister Faith. God bless you. We're going to Prophetess Teal, and then we're going to a caller that was the first one on the line. She was on here before I even signed on, and that's area code 253, and the last four of your numbers is 9209. But we're going to Prophetess Barbara Teal now. And then to that next caller. Then we'll go down the switchboard. God bless you, Prophet Barbara.
Thank you. How are you, Sister Bernard?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Good to see you on the line with us today. You there, really?
I'm glad I was able to be here today on the line. But I just want to say to my sister, Apostle Cheryl Harrison, you have come with the word of faith and life today.
Mm-hmm.
Because in these last days, Apostle, the words that you spoke is instructions for us to get ready for fasting and prayer. You have cried out to God's people today about fasting and prayer. And I know that what she's saying is so true. Because I learned about fasting and prayer through my sister, Apostle Cheryl Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
I tried it. The Lord said, try all things. Try me. And that's what I did. And when I went to fasting and prayer, I'm telling you, like she said, signs and wonders follow you. I fasted and prayed for 25 5 days. And I shared it with my sister. And people got delivered and healed. Demons cast out by the hand of God and by his instructions. She has a ministry of healing. And it is powerful, sister. Sister Apostle Harrison, your anointing is very, very powerful. You have come with the word of life today regarding fasting and prayer. I thank you for that message. It's been so enlightened to my heart, my spirit, and my mind, because I've experienced everything that you're talking about, and I will continue to fast and pray. Thank you for allowing me to be aware of fasting and prayer. You have taught me much during the time that I spent with you in California. I am now in Connecticut, and I'm using everything that God has ever brought my way for his glory. So I just want to thank you, and I hope to be talking to you soon. All is well here in Connecticut. God is good. And may God bless you and your family continuously, and keep on doing what God tells you to do, because you will see much manifestation in your life regarding the word that came forth today in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Steele. I didn't know that Apostle Clark was on the line, and please forgive me, Apostle Clark. I thank God that you did text me, because I have your other number, but I'm going to program this one in our phone. And this is Prophetess Harrison's overseer, Apostle Dr. Walter Clark out of South Carolina. And we want to just, he's been on this line. I did not know that was you, Apostle Carl. So God forgive me. I'm going to go to him, and then we're going to go to our new listener. God bless you, Apostle Carl.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. I knew that. I said she doesn't have a number programmed in. But my God, I tell you, I was just driving on the way home, because on the East Coast we're about 3 hours ahead, and Spirit said, "Oh, Apostle Harrison's coming on today." So I immediately dialed in, and my God, Apostle Harrison, first of all, I give honor to God and thank God for everything. What a word today on prayer and fasting. I could feel the power of God just going through my body, going through my bones. And when somebody talks the language, not only talk the language, but speak the language. They live it, and you can tell the difference between somebody who actually lives it than somebody who actually talks about it. This is a woman who lives it, who preaches it, who teaches it, and has demonstrated that throughout her life, that this is the foundation of her life through prayer and fasting. And she is my spiritual mom, and I'm just so proud. I'm just happy for my mom. I'm happy for my dad. And somebody else said, it was a sister that came on the line earlier that said Apostle Harrison taught her how to pray and fast. Well, she's also taught me how to pray and fast. And it wasn't until I met Apostle Harrison. It was early 2001, 2002, went to California, had an opportunity to speak for Elder Bradley, Valley of Blessings Church, and saw her in the parking lot, and she began to talk to me about prayer and fasting, and God has certainly blessed me in that area, and I would not know what I know without prayer and fasting. And I'll share this real quick, because I know we have some other listeners on the line. She has taught me so much about prayer and fasting, and when she was talking about before you go in to pray with God, especially if you have a place that you go to pray and consecrate yourself, to wash yourself. God has been dealing with me about that. You know, go in there with your work, your clothes you had on that you went to work. Change your clothes, you know, wash yourself so that you go into the presence of God. And mom, when she said that today, and I was driving up in my yard, I said, God, I thank you for confirmation, because we didn't even talk about that. So, God, I praise you for that.
Right.
And even in my last consecration that I was in, and Apostle Harrison, she was talking about how when you go on a fast, there are times, you know, the devil will come to you, and what he does, he'll try to scare you away from fasting. And I was on a three-day fast. I was away. I was in the church just fasting, and mom knew I was there at church. And I called her while I was on my three-day fast. On my last day of the fasting, the devil didn't like it because God was taking me to another level, and God was speaking to me so much about the year 2013. And so he actually, somebody, and that's how I knew he was upset. But God gave us the victory. But these things come through prayer and fasting. And we praise God. Apostle Harrison, I was just so moved and so touched by the word. I've never heard anybody speak on prayer and fasting such as you did today. God bless you. I love you. And may heaven smile upon you. And may God continue to keep you. Evangelist Bernard, I thank you for giving me the opportunity to have words today. God bless you.
Amen, and we're looking for you to speak for us next week. So if you clear your schedule, let us know. Get back to us. This is another young, wonderful name of God. I tell you, and he's powerful. If you never heard him, if he's able to come next week, he'll be with us hopefully next week. So we're going to still be talking about the benefits of fasting and prayer. God bless you, Dr. Clark. We love you. Looking forward to having you out here this year. So God bless you.
God.
Amen. Amen. We're going to, area code 253. God bless you. Last four of your numbers, 9209. She's a new listener, and God knows she was on this line before me. So God bless you, man, a woman of God. Tell us who you are.
My name is Regina Tucker.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Tucker.
Thank you.
You know what, ladies and women, recognize your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, God bless you. Thank God for you tuning in with us today. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Say that again, ma'am.
Would you like to have a word, a comment?
No.
Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in. Do not let this be your last time. These with ladies waiting group, a group Evangelist Caldwell had, and we're going to Evangelist Caldwell right after our next caller. Well, God bless you, sweetheart. We're going to area 229, and the last four of your number is 2423. Can you greet us? Call us.
Last four is 2423?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Sister Callie.
Sister Callie, God bless you, Sister Callie. Who invited
Hi.
You on the line?
Yes, Evangelist Caldwell invited me to the line, and I was wondering, was I fasting and praying the right way? And it was confirmation today, and I thank God for it, because when Prophetess Harris shared that message, and it touched me, because last night you can have an encounter with the devil. He attacked my body, made me feel like I was having a heart attack. I couldn't breathe, sharp pain. And I was, Evangelist Caldwell got on that phone with me while I was in the back of the ambulance and was praying, and I was study praying. I was study her. When I got to the hospital, her and Apostle Joshua called me. And I was praying and talking with them, and then something began to come up out of my body. I just started throwing up. And the devil was trying to stop my praise, and all I could say was, Jesus, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. And then I go back to throwing up. But God said to me that as long as I stay faithful and remain before him, that all the elevation, all the anointing, everything I need is within his hands. And I felt God touch me because he saved me. I knew it was a plot of the, but I know my God is so able and just to save me. And he's trying to attack me from everywhere, and everything is trying to discourage me, like the lightheadedness trying to discourage me to get off the fast. But I stayed faithful, and I'm staying faithful.
Yeah, thank you.
And I just thank God and I thank the woman of God for confirmation about that son that I'm concerned about. I don't worry about it no more, but I'd be concerned about it because I know that God is doing things more exceedingly and more abundantly. And I know that God is answering some prayers and turning things around in all areas of my life. I just thank God that I'm doing the right thing and I'm standing for God. The enemy don't like when you minister to people's lives. He don't like because you're fasting and praying and doing what you're supposed to do. He don't like because you're helping and loving on your brothers and sisters in Christ. He don't like when you're trying to turn the lost around. But I just thank God for the revelation. I thank God for saving me. And I thank God for being on this day. This is the seventh day I've known Evangelist Caldwell, and it seemed like we've known each other for years. And I just thank God. I thank God. I thank God for her. I thank God for her inviting me to your show, Evangelist Bernard. I thank God for you, Prophet Cheryl. I just thank God, and I'm glad about it. It's sometimes you have to get glad about it. And you have to thank God for somebody else. No matter what it seems like in your situation, just thank God anyhow and count it all joy. Thank you so much, Sister Bernard. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.